In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord. So, Merry Christmas. The only question I have is, what do we all need? What do you need? That's the question. That's, for me, that's the Christmas question. And part of it was answered. Raise your hand. I hope some of you had a chance. And if not, go on iTunes and listen to some of these tunes and download them. But it's called The Sing Off. Who's heard of The Sing Off? Raise your hand. Have you watched it at all, Sing Off? So these are a cappella groups. They started with 9 or 10. And everything they do is with their voices. And if you go on iTunes, trust me, there's just some phenomenal choirs of voices. So it's, for me, this season is all about singing. However, you know, there's some people, I will use the two candles. There's the left-handed candle. Since I'm left-handed, I'll represent the left-handed candle. That's for this season. For whatever reason, it might be a struggle this season of Christmas. And then there's the joyful candle. For whatever reason, joy, this is the best time of, it's the, I mean, I was going to sing that song, but I can't remember the words. I've only got words to a number of songs, and Jessica's going to come up and help me shortly on the songs. But here, this is how Christmas starts for me. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. No, please. Seriously. All of these songs are about lyrics. The tunes, you know, they are what they are for this purpose. But that's how I feel like the Grinch. That's why I when I was looking through our Christmas stuff, I am so glad. In fact, I better just hang on to him just to give me the baby Grinch here. I'll hang on to the baby Grinch. So I just tend to lean towards this side a little bit. And it has to do partly with, during this season, you start thinking about all those F words. You know those F words I'm talking about. What'd you say? Fun? Yeah, well, that's more on this side. But these are F words. These are in the middle. Family. Finances. Friends. All of those things that can be a lot of fun. But sometimes during this season, things come up. And let's say with finances, you know, there's presents. And sometimes you overextend it, or there aren't presents because you have been overextended. So finances has a way of getting you down and getting you down. And then you start feeling Grinch-like and you think, what's it all about? What do we need? How does it work? And so the only response, the only thing that keeps me going is songs. So Jessica, where's Jessica at? Come on up. So the first song that helps me, and for whatever reason, a lot of these are verse 3. I don't know why. You know, if you've read Dan Brown novels, I mean, maybe there's a conspiracy about this. I don't know. But if you haven't read Dan Brown novels, that doesn't make sense. But he writes about things and puts connective tissue to things and says, this is all true. And then he makes his connections, and you can decide what you think about that truth. But here's the first song that kind of gets me out of the grinchiness. Ready? Come over here so you can have a mic too. Oh, come, O day, spring, come and cheer. O sun of justice, now draw near. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight. And you can all sing with us. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. Go ahead and you can sit over there for a second. Thank you. Jessica is my last second able assistant, so thank you, Jessica. We have a couple more. So, that's not bad. O come, O day spring, come and cheer. O sun of justice, now draw me. I need light. I need light during this season. Someone, someone told me December 21st is the littlest light day of the year. But the good news is December 22nd is now one second or 1 minute more of light than the 21st. So we're going, I don't know if it's downhill or uphill. I can't decide which way, but we're going in the right way. And that's what I like about this last line. Dispense the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadow put to flight. That's what it is for me. It's about light. It's about light. And whether it's left-handed, right-handed light, this light carries me. That's the hope. It's about light. Well, but then week 2, this is still in Advent. This might even be in Thanksgiving. I'm already wrapping up to be grinchy. So, you're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole. So, when we're talking about friends and family, this may be the season where it might be hard to touch your friends or family with even a 39.5-foot pole. But the light, hopefully, shines in the darkness enough that you can overcome that. And that's what these Christmas tunes are all about. Come on up, Jessica, again. We're going to sing another one. You and I, yeah, it's a lot of work here. You're going to get as sweaty as I did with those kids back there. So.
All this running.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll do this one next, okay?
All right.
And you beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now for glad and golden hours. Come swiftly on the wing, oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. Thank you. So again, it's that song that gets me back. That song, listen to the angels sing. I believe Jessica has a beautiful angelic voice. Not bad for a ninth grader. Not bad at all. Yeah. So that's what gets me through it, is the song, and that helps me to think about the friends and the family and whatever is going on for me that I need to get through. So I can, instead of 39.5, boom, 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 and finally, it's an embrace. Because what do we all need? Well, we're going to get to that in a second. What do we all need? We're going to get to that in a second. Now, once again, now we're about, let's say we're a week ago. For whatever reason, grumpy again. You know, everyone's so happy, and are they really happy? And then the cynic in me, and then pretty soon I'm like this. I mean, I guess he does look Christmassy. I mean, you know, if he's ringing a bell in front of a store, would you drop a coin for the Grinch? I don't know. Maybe that's a weird image. It probably is. It's a weird time of the season. A weird time of the year for me. So, let's sing a third verse of this song. And we'll go. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. Yeah, you may laugh, but it's my season I'm going through, you know. I don't know. No, it's so here, Mr. Grinch and I, we're sitting in our cave all by ourselves, thinking about stuff we probably shouldn't be thinking about, but we do, because that's just how it is. But then the songs of Christmas come, and we hear different songs. And Jessica, if you could come and hear, sing the next one with me. And we already sang this one, so this is actually in your bulletin. And it is the verse 3, Away in the Manger. Once again, verse 3. Yes, Jessica, pointing out verse 3. How interesting for me this season. Verse 3, ready?
Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with you there.
Thank you. So that's always what I come back to. It's the hope of the song. It's the promise of song. It's the promise of Jesus. Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care and fit us for heaven to live with you there. I like Christmas, it turns out, because I like kids. And for Christmas, God comes to us as a child that we embrace. So the question is, what do we all need? We all need Jesus. And we all need to embrace Jesus and hold Jesus. I was going to grab a baby, but they all look so nice and comfortable or getting ready to be comfortable. And, you know, if you've ever held a baby, and you think about it, if you're a parent or a grandparent or a niece or a nephew or an uncle or an aunt, if you've ever held a baby or a friend's baby, or your own baby, if you've ever held that child and you start smelling the breath, which, you know, is what it is, but it's a baby's breath and they're so soft, and then you can feel their heart beating. And you know your heart's beating. And you're alive. And they're alive. And God is there. And that's the promise. So then when we go at the end of this service, and in fact, at the end of his story, he has a revelation. Now, this might be a spoiler alert. Raise your hand if you haven't seen The Grinch. I won't. You. Is that true? Oh, I don't know now. I don't know whether to tell the ending of how things go in that story. Well, it's a book. How about read the book? You going to cover your ears, Adam? No? Well, I'll tell you how this story goes. So this is how the story goes. Good thing I have an app for that. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And then the true meaning of Christmas came through. And the Grinch found the strength of 10 Grinches plus 2. Welcome, Christmas, bring your cheer. Cheer to all who's far and near. Christmas Day is in our grasp, so long as we have hands to clasp. Christmas Day will always be just as long as we are we. Welcome, Christmas, while we stand heart to heart and hand to hand. That's how his story ends. It ends in verse. It ends in song. It ends in joy. Jessica, can we sing the last tune, please? And this is a preview of the tune that we sing when we light candles. And I'll give you 6 guesses what verse it is.
Silent night, holy night, Son of God,
page 17,
love's pure light, radiant beams from your holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at your birth. Jesus, Lord, at your birth.
Thank you, Jessica. I remember, this has to be one of the first Christmas songs I remember singing on Camano Island where I grew up, and I would lay down at night when the stars were out and I would sing this, and I knew Jesus. And I knew that I could embrace hope and light and tomorrow. So, as kind of a tribute to Jesus, I have a verse that I'd like to share with you. And there's no tune to it yet, although I was thinking it could be the Grinch tune. But we're not going to try it right now. And my verse says, welcome the Christ child who cries and is near. Welcome our Jesus who draws in our fear. Emmanuel, God with us, who comes in the night to shine in our darkness with incarnate light. Embrace who is calling, be softened and dear. When we cling to God's Son, hope and joy shall appear. Embrace Jesus. Merry Christmas.